Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The investigation into the tragedy in Las Vegas this week has sparked a larger debate in America between people who want common sense gun control and people who are wrong. This shouldn't be a partisan issue. The guy had 47 guns. No one should own 47 of anything. If you own 47 cats, you are not a responsible pet owner. You're a crazy cat lady. And unlike with guns, the government will actually come and take your cats away because everyone agrees that's insane. Also, this guy bought 33 of his guns in the past year, and that didn't set off any kind of alert. If I buy $100 worth of Chick-fil-A, I get a text message from my bank that says, did you just purchase $100 worth of Chick-fil-A? Please, Colin, tell us this is fraud. How is no one keeping track of how many guns people own? There is a real law in Texas that says it's illegal to own more than 6 dildos. And I get why. No one needs that many. If you have more than 6, it's a clear sign you are training for something awful.
I mean, who are these delicate snowflakes that we can't just tell, no, you're not allowed to have 40 guns anymore, Earl. From now on, you can have 1 gun, max, and 6 bullets. If you can't hit what you're shooting with 6 bullets, then you don't need to be shooting at it. Learn karate or use your words. I'm sick of this narrative that Americans just love guns so much. It's not true. 78% of Americans don't even own a gun. And 3% of Americans own 50% of all the guns in the country. That's the problem.
And that's the shocker to me. 78% of Americans don't have a gun, and 3% of Americans own half of them? So we Googled that, and it said that that was according to a study done by the Harvard Injury Control Research Center. And from there is Deb Israel, who joins us now on WGN Radio. Hi, Deb. It's John Williams. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing well, thanks.
You got Chicago roots, I hear.
I do. I'm rooting for the Cubs.
Where are you from?
I grew up on the South Side, but I was always a Cubs fan, not a Sox fan.
So an outlier always, you, huh?
Exactly.
Well, so what do you make of my surprise? I mean, did everybody know this? I mean, because the gun debate to me seems to be so evenly matched, or that the people that advocate for gun ownership are winning. And so I've assumed then that that's because more people have guns than don't. I would have guessed it would have been at least 51%. Talk to me about at least my surprise about these statistics.
Well, I think we've known for quite a while. There are two different things that have been measured consistently over time. One is the percentage of people who say that they personally own a gun. So that's 22%, which leads to your 78% of people who don't personally own a gun. And the other question is, do you live in a household with a gun?
Oh.
And about 1 out of 3 households in the U.S. Contain a gun. One thing that's striking about both of those figures is that they've been relatively stable over the past decade or so.
1 in 3 of us live in a house with a gun. Is that what you said?
Yep, depending on where in the country you live.
Right, and if maybe you're in the rural South, then it's probably a higher percentage than that, right?
Yep, that's exactly right,
yeah,
is personal gun ownership.
Okay, so I'll factor that into my shock and dismay here, but maybe that makes a little more sense. So 1 in 3 Americans are in a household where they could get a gun if they wanted one.
That's correct.
Still, that's 2/3 of the people don't even have access to a gun in their house then, put another way. How confident are you in the accuracy of your findings?
Well, we're pretty confident of the accuracy of our findings. It's based on a good survey of 4,000 people that was done in a way that, you know, was representative of U.S. adults. The results comport with a couple of other surveys that have been done over the same period of time. There may clearly be some people who are not telling us that they own guns or are possibly even who are telling us that they have guns when they don't. But the evidence out there suggests that people tend to respond honestly.
Well, the bad guys don't. I mean, the crooks, criminals, and liars don't. I mean, what about illegal guns or criminals with guns, that sort of thing?
Well, the question is whether or not they're willing to participate in surveys at all. And so probably it's reasonable to think that they're less likely to participate in surveys, but these are folks who have agreed to participate in surveys on a whole range of things, and we just used this group of 50,000 people who are this big panel, and, you know, we ask them about guns, other people ask them about, you know, what cars they own, what they think about politics and the like. We probably undercount guns that are owned illegally.
Yeah, and I wonder if that, in your estimation, would skew these numbers much, that the percentage of ownership or access to a gun would be higher. By how much?
Well, we estimate that there are about 270 million guns in the United States. That estimate, if you look at the number of guns that have been manufactured or imported into the United States since about 1900, when people add those up, it comes out to about 330 million guns. So the big question is, you know, since 1900, how many guns have been taken out of circulation? They're durable, but 270
sounds about right.
Right. It's certainly not way off if the upper bound is somewhere around 330 million.
And then what about antique guns, are you counting operable firearms here as opposed to antiques or collectibles?
Sorry, yes. When we ask people, we specify that we're talking about, you know, operable guns and excluding things like black powder guns and the like, which aren't you know, which don't require background checks and the like. So we're asking about sort of standard issue firearms.
Handguns or guns. Semi-automatic guns, long guns, sort of thing.
Yeah, precisely.
And then just briefly comment on the 3% that Michael Che mentioned there that owns 50% of the guns. I mean, that's just another stunning statistic to me.
Well, so it's 3% of the U.S. population, right? It's about 14% of gun owners, which translates into 3% of the population. And yeah, that it is stunning. It's funny. I just read this morning a statistic that America has 4.5% of the U.S. population and half the guns in the world, according to another set of surveys.
So say that again. Do that again. America has what?
We have 4.5% of the U.S. population, of the
world's population,
and half of all the guns. So it's sort of an interesting parallel there, right? You know, we know ownership is really concentrated, and it's important to remember that what we know in terms of risk, we don't know very much about whether having access to one gun puts you at greater risk or less risk than having access to 10 guns. What we know is having access to any guns increases risk of suicide and homicide, not just for the gun owner, but for everybody in their household. And so there's a lot of work we should be doing to be thinking about people who own, you know, one or two guns compared to people who own, you know, 15 or 20 guns. But in terms of the big public outcomes, which are, you know, the 22,000 suicides that occur with a firearm every year, the 16,000 homicides, we know that household having access to any gun is a crucial risk there.
Well, and, you know, as you're kind of making me think about a bunch of things here. On a phone line is Deb Ezriel. She is with the Harvard Injury Control Research Center. When Michael Che was quoting those numbers on Weekend Update Saturday night, and we played it back on Monday, this is where those statistics came from. But I'm wondering if everybody listening to this conversation will now feel justified in the rightness of their position. The people that are for guns were like, yeah, see, that's why you got to get some guns, or that's I don't know how they justify it, but maybe they'll listen to this and find it affirming the same way I might look at this and go, yeah, see, that's the problem here. And I don't know what people are supposed to do, I guess, is my point with this information. Deb, comment on that, and maybe you've got a question or a comment, too. We're talking about gun ownership in America because of what happened in Las Vegas and because of a couple of statistics that were pointed out on Weekend Update Saturday night. We reached out to Harvard Injury Control Research Center member Deb Israel, who is not a lifelong Chicagoan. I guess you, where do you live now, Deb? Where do you make your home?
I live in Boston.
You love it out there too, I'll bet, huh?
I do. But I miss Chicago.
I just want to ask you about one other statistic here that I'm reading in a USA Today story last fall about your research, and it points out the racial composition of gun owners. It says 16% of gun owners in America are Hispanic and 14% are African American. Am I reading that right?
No. What I think what you're reading is that 14% of Hispanics are gun owners. 16% of Afri- or 14% of African Americans, 16% of Hispanics, as compared to something on the order of, I don't have the statistic right in front of me, but 40% of whites.
So 40% of the gun owners are white? Is that what you're
saying? No, 40% of
whites own
whites
guns.
Own a gun, something like that. And then the other two have to do with the fraction of African Americans and the fraction of Hispanics.
Okay, but then by race, if you will, whites are more likely to own a gun than African Americans or Hispanics. Is that true?
That's right.
Yeah, and I wonder if that sort of challenges people's belief. You go into the city and you're worried you're going to get mugged, maybe by a person of color. But in fact, the white person is more likely to be armed in America than an African American, correct?
That's correct.
However, that doesn't account for the disparity of maybe in a high crime part of a city, then those numbers would change, wouldn't they?
They might change. I mean, the truth is, I mean, the fundamental fact is that gun owners overall, I mean, white men, relatively more affluent, relatively more suburban and rural, are at very low risk of criminal victimization by any measure, any aggregate measure. They own a disproportionate share of the guns. They are a disproportionate share of folks who kill themselves with guns annually. And they're, you know, just the crime statistics would suggest they're also at low at low risk of crime and therefore at low risk of needing a gun to defend themselves. But
your organization is nonpartisan. You're just cranking out the statistics, am I right?
That's right. We're a bunch of academics.
Like that's a bad thing. No, that's a good thing. Deb?
So what's harder, being an academic at Harvard or growing up on the South Side being a Cubs fan?
That's a good question. Ernie Banks took me through all of my life's hardest moments. So.
Oh, that's the title of your book. Holy cow, Deb. Ernie Banks Got Me Through Life's Most Difficult Moments by Deb Asriel, who is at Harvard. All right, Deb, come to Chicago sometime. Sit in our studio, okay?
I would love to do that. Thanks very much for speaking.
I appreciate you doing what you do.